Wake up.
It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.
7 minutes it is to 6 o'clock. Action SA filed a motion of no confidence on Joburg Mayor yesterday. Funzi Ngobeni is the caucus leader for Action SA in the city of Joburg. Joins us on the line now. Funzi, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Hey, Africa. Good morning to you and good morning to the listener.
Why do you want to see the back of this mayor?
Yeah, look, Africa, we are quite disappointed with the mayor. I think on Monday we will have seen that we sent out a public call to him to use the state of the city address to at least come clean, to take the residents of Johannesburg into his confidence in regard to the serious allegations of criminal wrongdoing that is leveled against him. And the mayor didn't use that opportunity at all. And this is not the first time, you know, that he passed this type of opportunity. I think South Africans will remember that he called a press conference himself to clear the allegations. And he didn't pitch for that press conference. And since then, he's been avoiding the media and being shielded by, you know, his colleagues from the ANC and the EFF from engaging with the media and the public on this very, very important issue. So we feel that it's important that we must hold him accountable. We don't take it lightly. We know that we have had quite a number of motions of no confidence in the city of Johannesburg, and it might look as if this is really a playful and everything, but this is very, very, very important. Africa, one, because we have someone who's looking after a 70 billion midterm budget, you know, of the city of Johannesburg. And he's got these serious allegations against him, and he's refusing to clear them. I think it's important for us to take that note and make sure that we avoid anything that could happen, that we take steps that can be able to ensure that the city is protected at all times.
The motion is due to be heard and debated in a council meeting on the 20th and the 21st of June. What work are you and Action SA going to do between now and then to obviously try and lobby, I imagine, a majority of the council members so that you've got the votes that you need?
Yeah, no, it's important, Africa, that we note that this decision follows some engagement that we've had with other political parties already, particularly, you know, parties like Freedom Front, ACDP, UIM, and IFP. We have already tried to engage the DA, and we wait for them to respond to us positively. So far, they have not yet responded to us in a positive way. I think it's very important that we make this point, Africa, that this matter will be able to put all political parties, not only the DA, but also the ANC and the EFF, into the limelight, so that they can be able to show South Africans how serious are they about you know, this matters of keeping the integrity of the city ahead of our interests as political parties. We have seen in the past what has happened when we put a motion of no confidence against Tatelo Ahmad. Some of the political parties in the ANC coalition responded, and they responded in a way of convincing their own colleagues to ensure that Tatelo resigned, you know, before the motions were tabled. We hope that they will apply their mind on this and come on board so that we can be able to ensure that we have a right person in the position of the executive mayor. Currently, we are being provided with candidates that are really not up to the game.
Well, in the meantime, it's the residents of Johannesburg, right, who are suffering ultimately. We were trying to remember in the previous hour where the budget had been passed by the city of Joburg, and I couldn't find anything, any report that indicates whether this has happened or not. Are you worried that the political misalignment, machinations, mishap, however you want to describe it, is ultimately impacting on the city's ability to deliver services to its people?
Yeah, no, we are very worried, Africa. By the way, the budget will be tabled next week. There's a budget meeting that will be set, and we'll consider that budget and hopefully we'll be able to pass. But indeed, I mean, all this it affects the residents, and I think from our side, we we are asking residents to look into all political parties that are in council and to see which ones are really responsible for this instability. I mean, when we got into government under the leadership of Mayor Palacio, we did everything that is possible to try and deliver services, but we were disrupted by a motion of no confidence that came from the ANC and the EFF, and which is a democratic process. But after that, these parties failed to get the best among themselves that can be able to lead, at least lead the city with integrity. I mean, they provided us with a candidate of Tatelo Amati who was found wanting, and now they've provided us with another candidate that is not taking his post of his spirit. The Schedule 1 of the Municipal Systems Act, which speaks to the code of conduct of councillors, it's quite clear that at all times we need to act in the best interest of the municipality. We must not put the credibility and integrity of the municipality in a compromised position. And this mayor currently is doing that. He's avoiding the media and he's avoiding responding to us and responding in council in terms of the allegations leveled against him. And by the way, Africa, we were informed that he was taken. He took ill yesterday and he's in hospital. So we wish him well. And we wish that he gets recovery so that he can come and respond to this allegation.
All right. Funzi, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. Funzi Ngobeni, the caucus leader for Action SA in the city of Johannesburg. Action SA officially tabling a motion of no confidence on Mayor Kabelo Gwamanda. That will be debated on the 20th and the 21st of June.